Hello, Covenant family. Welcome back to our Covenant Weekly Podcast. We're getting back into things this week with a poem that has come out of reflecting on the idea of belonging, our struggle with it, and what might help us find it. I hope and pray it gets you thinking a bit more about our theme for the next number of weeks at Covenant. After the poem, I've included a short aside about an invitation Jesus gave. Even as I record this, I'm praying for you. You are loved by the God of the universe. May you know that love, and may we together grow in how we share that love. Here's a poem called Belonging on our Covenant Weekly Podcast, Season 4, Episode 1. I can do it myself, the toddler crowed. Proud of his desire to try, Mom smiled and backed away. I don't need your help, the child assured. Pleased with his strength, Dad didn't stay. I've got it, the teenager argued. They left, hoping no harm would come his way. I'm fine, the young adult assured. Not assured, they continued to pray. I'm okay, the young man insisted. The invitations to join decreased each day. I am not asking for help, the man declared. Eventually, he was granted his way. I wish I could talk to someone, the middle-aged man confessed, to friends long lost and parents now in graves. I can't do it myself, he quietly shared. I need help, he openly dared. We've got it. A friend cared. I'm not fine, a confidant bared. Together we'll make it, his community declared. Independence laid down is often perceived as weakness, but interdependence begins with meekness. And true strength comes in finding a home, where even when we want, we're not truly alone. A need for belonging has been awoken. A triple braided cord is not easily broken. Hey, here's an aside before you go. It's just something I've been thinking about. Jesus extended the invitation. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This invitation to individual rest, yes, the you here is singular throughout this passage. It begins with all coming. Come to me, all. There's not a singular word in there at all. The weary and burdened coming to Jesus together is the starting point. And as one learns the way of Jesus within community, rest is found for your individual souls, collective. The personal rest that's found within the community is not contained within the individual. It's good for souls, all of our souls together. Anyway, it's just something I noticed that I thought was kind of cool. I hope it encourages you as you seek to connect for the good of yourself and the good of those around you. May you know the presence and blessing of Christ as you move through your week.